Welcome to the Today's Leader podcast. Building tomorrow's best leaders, today.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. I see you. All right, finish off. Coach Carl.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to Monday Mentoring on the Today's Leader podcast, building tomorrow's best leaders. Today, I want to share a experience that I've just had. This last weekend, I had the opportunity to be part of an experience with a band, and they were recording their debut album. It was a great experience. Now, I'm not talking about a young up-and-coming band full of energy, enthusiasm, and stars in their eyes. I'm talking about a band of brothers, long-term friends, and musicians who are creating a legacy for their own musical journey. Now, the oldest member of the band was 65. The youngest was 37. They're creating their own legacy. They had scrimped, they'd saved, they'd sacrificed to be in one location, which was at Agnes Water here in Queensland. And they spent 2 weeks recording, refining, and polishing 16 songs for their debut album. They also stayed together. They swam together. They had coffees together. It was just an incredible experience. The album they're going to produce on vinyl, so it's an old school album, and I'm really excited for it to finally come out. But it was all self-funded, and all self-funded with very little expectation of actually recouping the costs of what they've invested or what they've sacrificed to put something down for posterity, for their own legacy. Now, we've spoken about legacy quite a lot on the Today's Leader podcast, and especially on Monday Mentoring. And the legacy for leaders is real. We know that. So I want to just ask the question again, what is the legacy that you're creating and what is the posterity of you? And what is driving you to create the legacy? What's that passion and that purpose that you have? That's something that empowers you. That's something that you're willing to invest in. That's something that you sacrifice to help you achieve that lasting legacy. Now, John Maxwell gives us the law of sacrifice. To go up, he says, you have to give up. And it's proved time and time again. And today, often, many people aren't prepared to give up. They aren't prepared to sacrifice to achieve more in life. They want to hold on to what it is that they've got, but they also want what's next. And once again, time and time again, that's proved that it doesn't work. Because there is a need for us to understand the law of sacrifice. And sacrifice is going to be different in every situation. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes we move to an organization that we want to work for, that we want to be led by, that we're motivated to join for less money than maybe what we could get in our current role or in other less attractive companies to work for. Sometimes it's friends that we, as we move through positional change, as we move up the ladder, sometimes many of those people that are our peers and have become our friends, are part of that sacrifice equation. It's not like we brush them aside, but it certainly is that we're no longer part of the day-to-day with them. So that's a sacrifice. Sometimes it's time. As we work on passion projects outside of maybe our scheduled work hours to build that legacy. So sometimes we're investing our own time into it. Sometimes it can be convenience. Sometimes it can be power. And sometimes it's even mastery. So we've mastered something. We've become very good at something technically, but we want to try something else, or we move into another position where that mastery is part of the reason why we've been promoted, but maybe we're going to use it less. It's all part of the law of sacrifice. And if we truly want to create our legacy, and if we truly want to be the leader that we deserve or we need to be, we need to understand the law of legacy, because ultimately it comes into play. So just as the band of brothers, the mature age musos putting down their debut album, driven by passion and purpose, so should each and every one of us. We just need to understand what it takes for us all to be able to achieve that. Hey, I'm Coach Cole. Thanks for tuning in to Monday Mentoring. I shall see you all again next week. Bye for now.